Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 345 for Monday, April 13th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly firmer Monday morning, following the advances seen in Chicago soy oil futures. Canola prices were anywhere from $2 to $4.50 higher, May up $2.40 at $456.40 per ton. Further spillover support came from the stronger tone seen in Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures. A slightly softer Canadian currency added to the bullish tone, as did some technical-based buying. Slow farmer selling in Western Canada and the need to keep weather premiums built into new crop prices were also supportive. However, the ample global oilseed supply situation, as South America's record large soybean crop is now moving onto the world market, limited the advances. Any gains in canola may also be seen as a good selling opportunity, as the technical bias for the futures remains pointed lower. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Soybean futures were narrowly mixed, prices anywhere from half a cent lower to 1 cent higher. The May contract just jumped up to 2 cents higher at $9.53 a bushel. Signs that Chinese demand for soybeans remains strong helped to underpin the market, as did some oversold price sentiment. However, reports that South America's soybean supplies are starting to move into the global market helped to limit the gains, as did strength in the U.S. dollar index. Corn futures were softer following the sharp decline seen in wheat prices. Values ranged anywhere from 2 to 4 cents lower, May down 3.5 cents at $3.73 a bushel. The arrival of beneficial rainfall ahead of spring planting in some parts of the U.S. Midwest over the weekend further undermined values, as did the stronger greenback. Though expectations that total corn acreage will be down sharply in the U.S. this spring helped to temper the declines. Wheat values in Chicago were down sharply, reacting to the arrival of some beneficial rainfall in U.S. winter wheat growing regions over the weekend. Values were anywhere from 21 to 23 cents lower, May down 22.5 cents at $5.04 a bushel. Forecasts calling for even more rainfall in the dry winter wheat growing regions of the U.S. this week added to the bearish tone. Strength in the U.S. dollar index also weighed on the market, as it made U.S. wheat less desirable to international buyers. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Monday, April 13th. I'm Taryn Shields.